The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed, Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that which we don't paskin like, but Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is not only Mila Docha Shabbos, but Makshire Mila is Docha Shabbos. And that means you could carry the knife, maybe even make a knife. So Tosus has the following question according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to carry the Sakin Shomila even in a Rishus HaRabim, because not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but Makshire Mila is also Docha Shabbos. So the question Tosus asks, but why not? Why wouldn't it be better to carry the child instead of the knife? Because we have a principle, achai nosei es atzmo, that carrying, it depends, I guess it gets into what age and that, but generally speaking, you carry a live person, it's only derabbanan, because we assume the person is helping you with the carrying. So why wouldn't, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, why wouldn't it be better, why carry the sakin shomila, which is a daraisa, when you can only violate a derabbanan? So Tosus answers, Einachinami, but after Mila, because the baby just had the bris, so he won't be able to, he's like kafuf, he's like he's tired, he can't walk, and therefore it'd be an Issa Daraisa anyway. So if it's going to be an Issa Daraisa anyway, what's the difference if you have it going and coming back or just going back? That's what Tosus answers. Based on this, the Rishonim point out, Tosus is saying a big chiddush here, because he's saying if you have to be Machal Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if you can do, in other words, if you have to be Machal Shabbos at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m., better to wait to, doesn't make a difference, you don't have to wait to 11 a.m. That seems to be against what some poskim say, the Bir Halacha, by soldiers in the army, by a Machal Shabbos, he brings down that even though a soldier is allowed a Machal Shabbos when they have to, they might as well wait to the last time. In other words, if they could wait to Machal Shabbos until 5 p.m. instead of 5 a.m., from some poskim it's mashma that that's what you should do. Clearly, Tosus does not hold that way. Tosus holds that if you're going to be obviously when you're allowed to, if you're going to be Machal Shabbos, that both seems to be a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So therefore, why would you have to? It could tie into Hutra and Nechuya. We'll see. But in fact, maybe you could answer the distinction is in the case of Mila, the baby right now is a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Maybe the case of the soldier is, he's a soldier in the army, so he has, it is going to be pikuach nefesh, but it's not pikuach nefesh now. Maybe he has to do something that if he doesn't do it all, will make it pikuach nefesh, but if he does it later on, so maybe that's the case. So either way, that's the first teretz of Tosus saying a big chiddush or not a big chiddush, but he's saying is, if you know you're going to machal Shabbos anyway, there's no Indian, you have to wait 2 hours later to do it, even though you're not helping in the Sakana. Again, this is according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you could, but the principle should apply as well. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you could carry the Sakan, he says it's okay, you could violate Shabbos Daraisa over Darabanan, because, that might imply Hutra, we'll see. A second teret of Tosus is, the reason by Mila is different is because by a sakin, if you carry the child, it's going to take a much longer, a whole big dray. You have to get it, take all the stuff that goes along. Just carrying the knife is much simpler. So you're going to be wamahir to do, you're going to end up doing the mitzvah bris Mila. So Tos is saying another big Kiddush, as the Divrei Yecheskel others point out. Besides, number one, it's telling me that, because why do we do Brits Milah? It's Rizim Akdim and La Mitzvah. So you do it earlier, but it seems to be external to the Mitzvah. There's Rizim Akdim and the Mitzvah. So according to this Tosis is telling me, no, it's Rizim Akdim and La Mitzvah applies to the Guf HaMitzvah and makes the Milah a better Mitzvah. And you're even allowed to go ahead and carry the sack and violate a biblical prohibition over carrying the baby in order to do the mitzvah at an earlier time. It's another big chiddush of Tosfos. And it's the third chiddush from the Chiddushei Haran that why don't we find the Gemara telling us, or why don't they say the guy has to carry the, or the people have to carry the sakin with the shinoi? We just say, we see that that you could get someone to bring the knife. And according to Rabbi Lezer, you could carry a knife. So why don't we carry, it doesn't say you have to carry it with the shinoi, carry it with his left hand, put it on top of your head, whatever it's going to be. So the Chiddush Haran, as we see from here, that Milah B'Shabbos is Hutra, not Dechuya. Hutra, it's Kachol. It's like doing the Milah. However you would do it on Tuesday, you would do it. So the Ran seems to say that Milah is Hutra, and that seems to be going with the Shita Sarama. It seems to be, there is a Machokas Machaba Rama. Can you use two more? The old practice was, you know, during the week, you'd machaven many mohalim, one for the meal, one for the priya. So what about on Shabbos? So the machaven says, no, on Shabbos you have to use one milah. And the Rama says, no, even on Shabbos you could use two mohalim. So it would follow. So someone would point out, it would seem that this could be the machokas, machaba Rama, where the milah is hutra dechuya. So from this, at least from this machaba Rama, there are other ones that might have conflicting mashmaos. But from this Rama, from this machaber, it seems to say it's dechuya. But the Chiddushei Haran, the Rama seems to be working with the Chiddushei Haran, that it's dechuya, that it's hutra, and that's why we don't find that you have to do anything b'shinoi. Interesting, the same Rama does talk about in other places about if you could do something b'shinoi, you sure will have to reconcile that Rama with this Rama if you assume that this is teaching me hutra, and that one is teaching the Chuyah. But those are the Chiddushim who come out from the first answer of Tosfos. We see a Chiddush that if you're going to Mechalo Shabbos anyway, there's no way of waiting 2 hours later if you have to do it out. Even though at that moment you're doing it, it's not, you don't have to wait to the last possible moment. In contrast to the Be'er Halacha, which quotes about soldiers, it could be that in case of the soldier, you could wait, it could be, we can make a distinction by Milah, it's a Guf HaMitzvah, by the soldier, it could be external, other different people want to make Chilukah, but either way, that's what we see from the first answer. Tos, the second answer, we see a Chiddush in Zerizim Akdim in Lamitz. It's not just telling me I have to be one of the first to do it, but it's telling me it's in the Guf HaMitzvah. It makes the Milah better, and that's why even carry the knife and violate an Issa Daraisa than to have carry the baby and take longer and only an Issa Drabanan. And we have the Chiddush Haran, who says, why don't we find that they say to carry the stocking with the Shinoi? Well, but then it must be that Milah is Hutra, and that's why just carry the knife normally, like you would on Tuesday, and that seems to be the Machokas Rama Machaba, whether you could have two Mohalim do it on Shabbos. The Rama's Rai is by the Beis HaMikdash, we use many Kohanim by the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't concerned. So too, by Milah, and the Machaba disagrees. So those are some Kiddushim that come out of the Bali Tosfos and the Ran, that are very, halakha l'maisa.